Okay, so today's daf is daf hey in Masechet Horios. We were on daf Dalet Amud Beis at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says we're dealing with this concept of when the high court, we'll see, maybe it's not just the highest court today, we'll see it might even be the supreme court of any tribe, but the classical case, the highest court in the land, the Sanhedrin, the court of the 71 judges that sit right next to the temple on the Temple Mount, they issued a ruling on a massive issue, on an issue of Shabbat, an issue of Nida, an issue of Chelev, and they got it wrong. And the majority of the people listened to them, and they realized they got it wrong. So then they need to bring a sacrifice, a special sacrifice called Par Ha'elam Davar Shel Tzibur, the bull of the community forgetting. We saw an argument, maybe it's not just the high court that brings the sacrifice, maybe it's the high court plus the nation. Who pays for the sacrifice? Maybe the high court pays for it, maybe the nation pays for it, maybe it's paid for from the general donations that the nation's given. These were all questions that we've dealt with. So now the Mishnah says some more details about this law of the high court being obligated to bring a sacrifice. Horu Bezdin. Let's say the high court issued a ruling about an aspect of Shabbat, as we saw yesterday. It can't be about the entirety of Shabbat. It can only be about an aspect of Shabbat. They issued a ruling that, watering seeds is not prohibited on Shabbat. But it is. So they issued a ruling. The other echad me'en sheto, and one of them knows that they're wrong. V'amar lehen, and he says to them in the court, Toin atem, you're making a big mistake. Okay, that's case number one. Case number two. O shelo haya mufle shel bet din sham. Let's say the greatest Torah scholar of the court is not there. And they went ahead and issued a ruling without consulting with him. And they got it wrong. O shaya echad mehem ger. Or they issued a ruling where they were wrong and one of them issuing the ruling is a convert. O mamzer. Or he was a child of an illegitimate liaison. O natin. Or he wasn't even fully Jewish. He was a member of the Givonim. The Givonim were a group of non-Jews who came to Joshua. And they fooled him into accepting them as converts. They weren't really sincere. O Zaken Shelo Ra'u Labanim. Or one of these set members of the court is an old man who can't have children. So now, if that's what happened in any of these cases, Areza Patur, even if the majority of the nation follows the ruling, the court would be exempt from bringing Par Ha'alam Davar Shel Tzibur. Shenem Arkan Eda. The Torah says here in regards to this concept, the community. Shenem Arlahalan Eda. And it says elsewhere the word Eda. Sama Eda Mur Lahalan Kulun Uyun Lahora. Just like Eda in regards to matters of life and death. It means people who can all issue rulings on matters of life and death. So to the Eda that is spoken about over here, Kol Adat Yisrael Yishgu, has to be people who are able to issue rulings. Okay, so one of the cases where we said that the court is not going to be held liable is if the court had a supreme leader, had the mufla, the most exceptional scholar, and they didn't consult with him. Oshloya Mufla Shel Bezdin Sham. The most extreme scholar wasn't there when they issued the rulings. Minalan, how do we know that such a ruling does not create an obligation of Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur for the court? Rav Sheshes V'chein Tana D'Ber Rav Yishmael. Rav Sheshes answered. It was also taught this way from the yeshiva of Rav Yishmael. Mipneima Amru. Horu B'davar Shatz Dukim Modin Bo P'turin. Why did we say the law of yesterday that if the sages issued a ruling against an explicit verse, let's say they said that, Shabbat doesn't exist, it's an explicit verse. Even the Sadducees know that they're wrong. That in such a case, they would not have to bring a karban. Because we expect them to learn something. They're sages, they should be learning things. They didn't learn, this is terrible. Same thing is true about Lohaya Mufla Shel Bezdin Sham Nami Pturim. If the Supreme Court, the highest judge of the Supreme Court wasn't there, and they issued a ruling anyway, that's not a ruling that they would be held responsible for. They should have gone and learned from him. Why? What were they doing not learning from him? They should have learned from him. So this is such a basic mistake. A basic mistake is something already where there's no obligation of parlam davar shel tzibur. It's almost mezid. It's almost deliberate. You know, it's like, it's to the point. They say they're making a mistake. I don't even know if you can call that a mistake. This is negligence. This is rank irresponsibility. There's a great sage and you issue a ruling without asking him. Yeah, question.
So in that case, they need to bring the...
So they would not have to bring a karban. What about the people? Would the people have to bring? So we said that was an argument before. Presumably the people would have to bring. Presumably. Because they didn't have the court to rely on. Because this was not a good court.
The people should have known that this is not a good court?
Yeah. Yeah. They expect some things of people.
In our Zman, when any scribe when I make any, you know, decision, I'm sure he's using Rishonim Achronim, not saying this is...
Yeah. Yeah, he looks things up.
This, he cannot be perfect, no?
Yeah, he looks things up, for sure. What was the question, Yosef?
No, it was similar to David's.
Okay. So now, the Mishnah says, what's the source that all the judges have to be worthy? Because now, Marsham Eda, it says, in regards to matters of life and death, V'shaftu Eda V'etzilu Eda. V'namar Kan Eda, it says over here the same word, Eda. Torah says, Im Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgu, if the leadership will all sin. So that means they all have to be worthy to issue rulings. And how do we know over there that the Eidah of life and death issues are Ru'uyim Lahara? And so the Gemara, Damar Rav Chisda, Markra, Rav Chisda says, the Pasuk says, that it says with Moshe, V'yisyatzu shamimach, Hashem told Moshe, appoint 70 sages, and let them stand with you. That means with you, they have to be like you. They have to be worthy to issue rulings. So Gemara says, Imach b'domalach, with you, like you. But maybe Imach means something else. Imach l'shchina, they should be standing with you, and that they don't go into the holiest of holies. The holiest of holies is for God, and they're standing with you outside. And God has his own area. El Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak Amarka, the Pasuk says again about those people that Moshe was to appoint, V'nasu itcha, and they shall carry the burden with you. So carrying with you means itzach b'domen lach, they have to be like you. So just like you are someone who can issue a ruling, they can only, you have to appoint judges who can also issue rulings.
Who appoints all these judges?
The judges are, it's a self-replicating system. In other words, there are 71 judges, and they have students. They have three rows, each of 71 students. And when the most advanced student, he sits in the first seat closest to them. And when one of them dies, that student steps up. So the judges are basically appointing from within the judicial community, from the Torah community. Now, it could be someone who would be worthy, but just never merited that one of the judges dies. So he doesn't get the position. That's Talmud HaRoi Lo Ra. That's a student worthy to issue rulings. But it's the judges that vet their successors. We don't have politicians appointing judges or voters appointing judges.
But there's something there, Rabbi, that I was thinking about it. There's something there, like we have a 71 Talmud colleague. Now we know. Is the better than me? This better than me? It's not something that...
People are happy for each other.
Okay.
Next Mishnah, Horu Bezdin Shogegin. Let's say the court issued a ruling by mistake. They said that people could water plants on Shabbos. Vasu Kalakahal. I'm sorry. Right. Vasu Kalakahal Shogegin. And the whole community did it. They watered plants on Shabbos. And they didn't know that the court had made a mistake. So maybe in part. So then that's the classical case where the court has to bring the bull. Okay. What happens if the court is bad people and they're mezidin? They deliberately tell the nation that you can water plants on Shabbos. And the people, though, don't know that. And the people think that they should rely on the court ruling, and they rely on the court ruling by mistakes. So now the people, Mevi and Kizva Vasira, So then each person has to bring a carbon chatat. He has to bring a sin offering. That's a sin offering is always for a sin. It's a mistake. So it's a mistake. So the people bring a sin offering. But the court doesn't bring, because the Torah, when it talks about the court bringing, it talks about v'yim kol adat Yisrael yishgu. The entire community makes a mistake. It means even the court has to be making the mistake. What happens though if the court makes a mistake? Shogegin v'asam ezidin. And the people know the court is wrong. And the people decide to go listen to the court anyway. We have an excuse. The court told us. So again, the court is exempt from bringing the korban because it wasn't everyone by mistake. The people also are exempt from a korban because you never bring a korban for deliberate. You only bring a korban for mistake. So there is no korban obligation over here. So we had learned at the very beginning of the Masechta that if the court issued a ruling, let's say that a certain fat, chelev, was not chelev, and it was shuman, and a person went, and he was trying to eat shuman, but he ended up eating that fat. So that was an argument, right? If there was a safek, it was shigas maisa, it was a mistake in his action, it wasn't a mistake on the ruling, but had he known about what he was doing, maybe he would have done it anyway, because there was a ruling out there permitting this. So the Gemara says like this. Listen to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shogegin, if the court is mistaken, Vasum is eaten, but the people are deliberate, Hare lupturin, then there's no obligation of a karban. Implying, Shogegdum, you demaze it, if the court is mistaken. And the people are mistaken, but it wasn't a biggest mistake. It was a mistake that's a little bit of a negligence. Namely, that the guy switched what he was taking. Chayiv, it sounds like there would be an obligation of a karban. Ve'echidami. Now, what would be a case of shogeg domel amezid? Presumably, what we've said, the earlier case, horu bezdin shachelav mutter. Bezdin said that the forbidden fat is permitted. This guy wasn't trying to eat that fat. He was trying to eat a permitted fat. But neschayiv lo b'shuman. He ends up eating this forbidden fat, even though he was trying to eat the permitted fat. Va'achlo, he ate the forbidden fat. This is a shogig, it's a mistake, but it's not the shogig of relying on the court, it's the shogig which is like amazing, he should have been more careful. So in such a case, does he have to bring a karban? So it sounds like here, he has to bring a karban.
Because
it sounds like he does have to bring his own karban. Right? It's saying, when is there no obligation of a karban? It's a full mazid. But shogig karv l'mezid would have to bring a karban. So this should resolve what was a question to Rami Bar Chama and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Amlach, so Rami Bar Chama will tell you it's not necessarily a resolution. Because you can say, Mishub de Tana Reisha, since in the beginning it talks about Mezidin Vasu Shogugin, if the court was deliberate, but the people doing was mistaken. So Tana Seifa, so it says the same language in the end. It says, Shogugin, the court was mistaken, Vasu Mezidin, but they did deliberately, but not to say that you imply from that if they didn't do deliberately, then they would be obligated in a karban, even if it was a mistake close to deliberate. Maybe not. It's just to say, same language as what we used in the beginning of the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Horu Bezdin. Bezdin made a ruling that you're allowed to, let's say, eat a certain fat, and they think that fat is Shuman, really it's Chelev. Vasu kalakal, the majority of the Jewish people listen to them. O Ruban, the entirety of the Jewish people listen to them. O Ruban, or the majority do this sin. Alpian, because of this ruling. So as we've learned, Mevi and Par, that's Nestor Bing, a bull as a sin offering. That's a Par, Elam Davar, Shel, Tzibur. Uba Vodas Kochavim, now a new concept. Let's say the ruling was about idolatry. Bezdin said, you're allowed to bow to the crosses, to the icons. It's a mistake. They're wrong. So then they realize they made a mistake. But it's too late. Already the majority of the people did it. So then in addition to the bull, Nevi and Parvis Sa'ir, for the sin of issuing the wrong ruling with idolatry, which gets followed, they have to bring a goat in addition to the bull. There the Torah says in Bamidbar, Tesvav, that a mistaken ruling about Avodah Zarah requires a par la'ola v'sa'ir izim l'chatas, a bull as an ola and a goat as a chatas. Div Rebbe Meir, that's the Rebbe Meir.
Shouldn't the Beis Din bring the offering, not the people? Jason is the one that made the mistake.
Yeah, they would.
So not the cow, right?
That's right. Oh. This is according to Rabbi Meir. We'll see. It could be the cow also brings. That's Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so according to Rabbi Meir, when the majority, which we saw earlier, may have been the topic of the first mission also, when the majority of the nation, or even the entirety of the nation, follows a mistaken ruling, if it's a ruling about Chelev or Shabbos, then there is a par, which is a chatas called par he'alam davar shel tzibur, brought by the court. And if it was an issue of avodah zarah, the court brings two things, par and a sa'ir. Par l'olah, sa'ir l'chatas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, if they made a ruling on something other than idolatry, it's not going to be the court bringing the item. Shneimasar shvatim evim shneimasar parim. Par he'alam davar shel tzibur, according to him, is not an obligation on the court. It's an obligation on the tribe, like what Eric was proposing. The tribe did the sin. So each tribe is a kal. So if the whole nation does it, 12 parim, 12 bulls will be brought. Ubavodas kochavim. And if the ruling that was a mistaken ruling had permitted them to do some idolatry, Nevi'in shneim asar parim u'shneim asar seirim, then you're right, it's a bull plus a goat, but it would be 12 bulls for the 12 tribes, and each tribe, Olos, and the 12 tribes bring 12 goats as well. Okay, so big argument so far. According to Rabbi Meir, the obligation is on the court. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the obligation is on the community. And not only that, Rabbi Yehuda goes further, he says each tribe is its own community. Okay? Third opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, if it was a sin other than idolatry, it's going to be shlosha sarpar. It's going to be 13 bulls. What's the logic of Rabbi Shimon? Why is he saying 13? He combines Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. He says the court brings a bull, and each tribe brings a bull. Ubavodas kochavim, and if it was a mistaken ruling about idolatry, it'll be 26 animals. Shlosha asar parim, 13 bulls, each tribe bringing a bull, plus the court bringing a bull. Ushlosha asar se'irim, as well as 13 goats, each tribe bringing a goat, as well as the court bringing a goat. Par v'sar l'kol shevet v'shevet, as well as par v'sar l'bezdin. A bull and a goat for each tribe, plus a bull and a goat for the bezdin. Now, what's the definition of kahal that's obligated to bring, that could create an obligation on the court or an obligation on itself? Horu Bezdin. Let's say Bezdin issued a ruling. Fahasu Shiva Shvatim. And 7 of the tribes listen. And Ruban, or the majority of these 7 tribes, listen al pihem to them. Then maybe in par. Then Bezdin has to bring the bull. Ubavodas kochavim. And if 7 of the tribes, the entirety of 7 tribes, or the majority of 7 tribes, do it with avodah zara rulings. Maybe in parvasayr, then they bring the bull and the goat to bring it. So if you're Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, remember, says that only Bezdin is to bring it. Rabbi Yehuda says that each tribe brings. So if it was 7 tribes, shiva shvatim shachatu, 7 tribes in their entirety or in their majorities sinned with the ruling of the court. So maybe in shiva parim, they have to bring 7 bulls. Ushar shvatim shalochatu, and the other 5 tribes who didn't sin, so they also have to bring. Evian al yadayim par. Each of those 5 tribes also needs to bring a carbon. So you end up with a total of 12, because the majority of the tribes drags the carbon obligation on the minority of the tribes. We're all part of one nation. Shaf elu shalochatu. Even these 5 tribes didn't sin. Mevin al yidei chotin. They will have to bring a carbon because of the sinners. That's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says. Remember, Rabbi Shimon obligates both the tribe as well as the court. So Rabbi Shimon says, if you have 7 tribes sinning, so shmona parim, then you'll only end up with 8 bulls. If it was a ruling of idolatry, it's 8 bulls and 8 goats. Har v'sayir l'chol shevet v'shevet. Each of the tribes that sins brings a bull and a goat, and plus another par v'sayir l'bezdin, plus the bull and a goat for the high court. And then one last law, and then we'll get to the question. Horu bezdin shalecha min hashvatim. Let's say it's not the Supreme Court. Let's say it's just the court that's the head of the top court of that tribe. It's not the Supreme Court of the nation in Jerusalem. And that tribe listened to that ruling. Also shevet chayiv. So that tribe needs to bring a bull. The other tribes are exempt. If Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Rabbi Yehuda. The chachamim say no. Even that tribe is exempt. And chayav nelo horoyo shel bezdin agadol bilvad. The ruling, the obligation of bulls, is a pile on davar shel tzibur, is only if the highest court makes the mistake. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu. If the entire community of Israel will make a mistake, so that means the whole community, the whole nation. That's the Sanhedrin. V'lo adas also shevet, not the leadership of a single tribe. Yeah, question, Eric.
According to Rabbi Yehuda's view, he's saying that even the minority has to bring.
That's right.
Because we're one.
We're one nation.
According to that logic.
But yet each tribe is separate.
No, and it should just be one
right
for everybody.
But apparently not. Each tribe is a kahal, but the fact that seven kahals right are obligated makes all 12 kahals obligated. Right, it's an interesting point, right? There's a little bit, he has this concept of grera, of dragging the other tribes in.
What is different we're learning up to now, Rabbi? So, I understand we're talking about Ovet Kochavim, but here coming a new concept that we didn't touch before, like Rova.
Yeah.
Now we're talking Rova, and we went to Teshvatim.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
That Kochavim?
No, this is with any ruling. Any ruling.
It's kind of interesting because we can start looking at new problems that arise, which arise all the time in the interpretations of laws. You could have had the Shvatim dealing with certain issues that the High Court may not have ruled on yet.
Right.
And so you could have had different Shvatim with different interpretations right of what that was.
Till you get to the High Court.
Until you get to the High Court.
Yeah.
So what would those cases be if then the High Court rules a different way than the Shevet has ruled?
Then everybody needs to listen to the High Court.
But it wouldn't be a Shogeg prior to that.
That's this argument between Rabbi Yehuda.
The High Court hasn't ever ruled yet.
Right, but that was this last argument. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says that even a single tribe gets into mistaken rulings, and the Chacham say only the highest court.
The tribes, and so if it was not a majority of the tribes that had followed a certain way prior to a high court ruling, then it would only be...
Those tribes have responsibilities, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, to explain Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Tana Rabbanan, come in here. It was taught in a brisa. The pasuk says, "V'noda chatas asher chatu aleha v'yikrivu hakahal parben bakar lachatas." Says the brisa, "Yadu shahoru." Let's say Bezdin finds out that they made a mistake. They made a ruling. They told people to eat this fat, and they realize, "Oh my gosh, we made a mistake." V'tohu, mahoru. But now, Bezdin forgets what it was that they had issued the ruling about. They know they made some mistake. We got it wrong, but now we forget what we got wrong. So now, if they don't know what they got wrong anymore, they can't bring their carbon. Yachlu yuchayav, would you think that they'd be obligated to bring a par? Tam alarm, that's what the pasuk says there. V'noda achatas asher chatu aleha. It'll be known to them the sin that they sinned. They have to know. It's not enough that they know that they sinned. That's not enough. It has to be that they have to know that they know exactly the sin that they made. If they've forgotten what their sin is, then they can't bring the carbon. All right, next part of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Asher chatu," the sin that they sinned, and they will bring, the community will bring. So therefore, Chatu shnei shvatim, if two tribes sinned, mevi'im shnei parim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, those two tribes, each brings an offering. So it's two parim. Chatu shlosha, if it's three tribes, and vien shlosha. Asks the Braisa. Oh, eino omer alo chatu shnei yechidim mevim shnei parim. V'chatu shlosha mevim shlosha. Well, maybe chatu is a reference to individuals. And maybe if two individuals sin, they bring two bulls. Three individuals, three bulls. Tam aloma, that's what the pasuk says. V'ikrivu hakol. And the community will bring. Hakol chai. The obligation is on the community. The kol, v'kol chai. And every community is obligated. Kate says, how does it work? Chatu shnei shvatim. If two tribes sin, mevi'in shnei parim. Then those two tribes bring animals. There are two bulls brought. Chatu shiva. Then, but if seven tribes sin, mevi'in shiva, seven bulls are brought. Ushar shvatim shelo chatu. The other five tribes, mevi'in alidea par par. They also each have to bring a bull. Even those who didn't sin are obligated to bring because of those who sinned. So actually, I see here that the way I'm reading it is not exactly correct. The truth really is, even if a single tribe sins, all 12 tribes are going to have to end up bringing the karban. So what's the point of saying if seven sins, all 12 have to bring karbanos? So the Tosfos HaRash says, you could have thought that seven is its own group. Since it's the majority of the nation, maybe it should only bring one karban. So the point is that if one tribe sins, all 12 have to bring karbanos. If seven sin also, all 12 have to bring karbanos.
What are we saying in Yom?
Ki lechal ha'am bishgaga.
It's not something to do with
it? I don't think so. L'chach ne'emar kol. So that's what the Torah says. Kol, l'chai v'al kol kol v'kol divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, each community, each kol, triggers obligations. Rabbi Shimon says, if you have seven tribes sinning, shiva shvatim shalchatim avin shiva parim, then the seven tribes will bring bulls. Ubezdin Ravin Al Yudin Par, and then there'll be an eighth bull from Bezdin. Shanem Alamata Kahal, because it says Kahal. Vinam Alamala Kahal, and it says about further on, it also says Kahal. Vikrivua Kahal, it says Vinalam Davermania Kahal. So Makal Amalamala, just like when Vinalam Davermania Kahal, it's Bezdin and Makal. So it's the community together with the Bezdin. There it's talk about Me'ene, the leadership. Safkal Amar Lamata. So it's when it says V'ikrivu HaKahol. It's Bezdin Im HaKahol. It's Bezdin. It's the Me'ene with the community. So that's the source for Rabbi Shimon, that there's both the carbon of the community as well as the carbon of Bezdin. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Shiva Shvatim Shachatu. If you have seven tribes that sin, following the ruling mistakenly, Bezdin Nevin Al Yedei En Par. Bezdin has to bring a bull because of them. Vehein Pturin. And they, according to Rabbi Meir, are exempt. Because Namar, because according to Rabbi Meir, it's only Bezdin that brings the bull. And what's his source? Namar Kol Amatav and Namar Kol Amala. It says Kol twice. So Ma Kol Amar Lamala. Just like in regards to the Pasuk Vinalam Davar Me'eni HaKahol. It's Bezdin Velo Tzibur. It's that the eyes of the community, namely the Bezdin, made a mistake, not everybody else. Afkal Amar Lamata. So too, where it says Kahal below, it's Bezdin Velo Tzibur. It's the Bezdin. So V'ikrivu HaKahol is a reference to the Bezdin bringing, and not the community. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Mishmo. Rav Shimon Elazar has a different version of Rabbi Meir. Chatu Shisha Shvatim Vehem Rubo Shel Kahal. If six tribes did the sin, but their number is the majority of the community. Oshiva, or it's seven tribes. Afa Bishen Ruba Shal Kol, even though it's not the majority, may be in par. That would obligate the Bezdin to bring a par. In other words, according to the Tanakama in Rabbi Meir, It has to be both the majority of tribes plus the majority of the population. And according to Shimon Elazar, either one. If it's the majority of tribes or the majority of the population, that would create an obligation on the court to bring the par helam davar shel tzibur. So this is again what we saw in the Mishnah, the big argument here amongst the Tanaim. What is the obligation? Is this an obligation on the court? Is it an obligation on the tribes? Is it an obligation on the tribes plus on the court? So we went in the Braisa. The pasuk says, "V'noda achatas," if the sinner is informed, "v'lo shi'ivadu achotim," not that the sinners know that they're sinners without knowing what they sinned about. Man Tana, who's the Tana of this? I'm Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah says the name of Rav Yitame, a Rava. Some say it was Rava. It's the low Rabbi Eliezer. It's not like the view of Rabbi Eliezer. It's not because we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Krisus. A guy has in front of him a piece of meat, which is nosar, it's leftover meat. He has another piece, which is chelev, forbidden fats. And he comes back, he realizes one of the pieces is gone. He ate one. He doesn't remember which one he ate. So Rabbi Lezer says he has to bring a karban chatas. Rabbi Lezer says, because manavshach, whatever it was, im chelev achal chayiv, if what he ate was the forbidden fat, he also has to bring a chatas. No sir achal chayiv. So he has to bring. So he doesn't have to know exactly what he sinned about. He knows that he sinned. So according to Rabbi Elazar, the same would be true about a halam davar shel tzibur. If the court issued a mistaken ruling, they don't remember what it was about, so what? But they know it was a mistaken ruling, so there would have to be an obligation. Our mission could even be like Rabbi Elazar, because maybe over here, where it's the court's ruling, it's different when a person, that's different when a person eats. Shani Yach, here it's different, because the pasuk says, Asher chata aleha, that he sinned on it. So they have to know about what they sinned about. One second, but some namibit over there too. Aksiv asher chata ba, but there when regular chatas it says that he sinned in it. Also, that you have to know about it. So maybe not. Maybe asher chata ba tells you that the only time there's an obligation of a sin offering is when it's shogig, not when it's misasik. So there are different levels of mistakes. There's a mistake where a guy forgets that today is Shabbos, and as a result, he turns on his car. And there's another type of mistake. He didn't realize that behind him on the wall there was a switch. He was trying to rub his back against the wall and there was a switch. He turned on the lights. That's much less of a mistake. He wasn't even trying to do this act. He was trying to do something else. He was trying to rub his back on the wall. And it turned out that it turned on a switch. So that's called misasik. He was involved in something else. And misasik is exempt even from a karban chatas. So if he forgets that the day is Shabbos and he turns on the lights, he'd be chayiv a karban chatas according to the Chazon Ish. If he was trying to rub his back against the wall and he ended up rubbing against the lights and turning on the lights, he's exempt from a chatas. It was misasik. So that's what you need the pasuk asher chata ba, prat misasik, to exclude a misasik from karbanos. He was trying to do one thing, he ended up doing something else.
Rabbi, in that case of the switch, so if he forgot it was Shabbat and was rubbing against the wall and turned the light on, he would have to be in
the house? No, because he wasn't trying to do this act of turning on a light. He was trying to rub his hand, his back against the wall.
It's not the mindset then, it's just the action.
That's a big part. If in his mind he wasn't aware of what he's doing, that's misasik. It's no obligation. He wasn't even aware of this. So now, now the Gemara is going to go through the reasons of the different Tanaim. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda who says that if one tribe sins, it triggers obligations on all the other tribes? And he also says that a tribe that sinned based on the ruling of its court would end up having to bring a karban. Kasavar, he holds that if you look at the psukim, arba kal iksivi, says the word kal four different times. It says me'ene akal, v'yikrivu akal. So because it could have just said me'ene kahal. Why did it say me'ene hakahal? It could have said v'yikrivu kal. Why did it say v'yikrivu hakahal? So that's to tell you a total of four lessons here. So what are the four lessons? Chad l'chayv al kol kahal v'kol. One is to say every tribe that sins has to bring a par. V'chad lo ra tluya v'bezdin u'maisa tluya v'kol. One is to tell you that the ruling has to come from the court, but the actions have to come from the community, not that the court did its own ruling and the community didn't follow. V'chad in the third is legreira, to tell you that if one tribe sins, it drags other tribes in. And the fourth is to tell you that if this tribe followed its Bezdin, that also creates an obligation and not only the obligation of the Supreme Court. Now, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Bezdin and the Kol bring bulls, but he holds that the tribes that didn't sin do not get dragged in. What does he do with the Psukim? So according to him, plus the Kol Iksiv, there are really only three lessons to be derived from the words HaKol. When it says Me'ene HaKol, that's only one lesson. When it says V'hikrivu HaKol, that's two lessons, because it could have said Kahal. Why did it say HaKol? But Me'ene HaKol, from the eyes of the community, it's only one lesson, because Urcha Dekro, you couldn't say Me'ene Kahal. That's not normal. The normal way to read the Torah, the normal way to speak, is to say Me'ene HaKol. From the eyes of the Kahal. People say, Me'ene Deplanya, from the eyes of so-and-so. So you have three things to learn here. So, Chad L'chayv al kol kahal v'kol. One is to teach that every community, every tribe brings a karban. Treyachrini, the other two. So one is Ne'emar L'matzah kol, Ne'emar L'halan kol, Ma'al L'halan bezinim akol, Afkan bezinim akol. One is, the other two are for the Gzeira Shava that we said before. To compare kol to kahal, and to say just like in one place it's with the bezdin, so to when there's the offering, it's with the bezdin. Now, Rebbe Meir, he said that no, he disagreed. He says, number one, it's not each tribe that creates an obligation, it has to be the majority of the nation that creates the obligation. And he says that the obligation is only on the court. So Rebbe Meir, what's his source? So first of all, kol hakol lo darish. He doesn't think that there's an extra lesson from the fact that it says hakol. The added hey doesn't teach us anything. Hilchach, therefore, trei kol iksiv. So what you have is just two kols. It says me'eni hakol and it says v'ikrivu hakol. So mi'boyele, he needs it for the following. V'ne'emar l'mata kol, v'ne'emar l'mala kol. He does have the gzeira shavah like Rabbi Shimon. What says in the bottom call, it says on the top call. So Malahal and Bezin, just like on the top, it's referring to the court for Lot Zibor, right? Vinela Mania call. It'll be hidden from the eyes of the community, means that the court mistakes. That's not that the community made the mistake, the court made the mistake in the ruling. Afkan Bezin Lot Zibor. So to the carbon is the community, is the court's carbon and not the community. And of Shimon Elazar, who said that it could be either the majority of population or the majority of tribes. My time, what's his source? Tziv, it's on the fact that the Pasuk says, in regards to a ruling about Avodah Zarah, V'haya Yimein Eida, and if it will be from the eyes of the community, Alma, so you see, Miuta, even a minority. Right, im me'ene ha'eda tichsev me'ene. It says from the eyes, not all of the eyes, just some of the eyes. Uksev, on the other hand, the pasuk says kilachalal bishkaga. It was a sin of the whole nation. So the name of deruba imuta lo. So that implies it has to be the majority. It can't be the minority. So what do? You have a contradiction. You have me'ene from the eyes versus the words kilachalam. Saketzitz, where do you resolve it? Asu shisha ve'nuba shalkal. If it's a minority, because it's only six tribes, as long as it's a majority of people, therefore it's kala'am. O shiva, or seven, afbishen ruba shalkal, even though it's not a majority of the community, of population, chayavin, they would be obligated. Okay, so after we learned these lessons, so now the Gemara asks a question. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, how do they know the halacha that the court should be issuing the ruling, but the nation has to do the actions? Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says about Avodah Zarah. and if it will be from the eyes of the community. It was done as a mistake. So it was done. It was done. Something caused others to do them. So that implies that the court caused them, and they did. Rava said a different pasuk. Melechal Ambishkaga says that the whole people will be mistaken. So how are the whole people mistaken? Well, the Beis Din got the ruling wrong, and the people got the actions wrong. But we need both sources. Even if a minority of the community sins, they would have to bring the offerings. Lachik said that's because L'chala Ambishkaga, it has to be most of the community. Because of L'chala Ambishkaga, if we would have said the whole nation by mistake, Hav Amina Da'avdi Bezdin Bahadi Ruba, would say that the court has to do with them. Because then it's the whole nation. Lachik said V'ayimeini Eidin Nasta L'shkaga. That's what the Pasuk says. And if from the leadership of the community it was done as a mistake, in other words, the court issued a ruling, and people did something, but not necessarily that the court had to do as well. One second, but these psukim are not even about normal rulings. They're about the rulings of Avodah Zarah. But what is Kocham Udichsiv? They're about Avodah Zarah. So Gemara answers is Gzeira Shava, Yalfina Me'ene Me'ene. It says by Avodah Zarah, Vahya Me'ene Aida. It says about other mitzvos, v'ne'alam davar me'ene akol. Both times it says the word me'ene to link what we learn about one to what we learn about the other. So we learned about Rabbi Yehuda that if one tribe follows the ruling of, even the ruling of its own court, it would have to bring a par. The other tribes would be exempt. And if Rabbi Yehuda said further, if seven tribes follow the Supreme Court, all 12 tribes will have to end up bringing parin. Okay, said in the Mishnah, Horu Bezdin Shel Echad. If the court of one issued a ruling, and that tribe followed, that tribe would be obligated. He brought that a question in the yeshiva. Shevet Echad Rabbi Yehuda. Boras Bezdin Agadol. Let's say the high court made a ruling, the Supreme Court, and only one tribe followed them. So, what about the other 11 tribes? Do all 12 tribes now get dragged in because of one tribe? Do we say, if seven tribes sin, they can drag in another five because it's the majority. But if it's only one tribe sinning, or two, or three, the Lekaruba, they're not a majority yet. Lo, they can't drag in everybody else. So Dumalosho, maybe according to Yehuda, it doesn't make a difference. Tashma, come and hear a proof from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Mayin Mevi'in. What do they bring? Par Echad, a single bull. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Parim. Rabbi Shimon says two bulls, the community and the court. So now, Mayaskino, what's the case here? Ile Mashachatu Shiva, if seven tribes sinned, Rabbi Shimon Tamnibai. Rabbi Shimon holds then you need eight bulls. El Duchata Shevet Echad. Must be only one tribe sinned. So Bamai, so what's the case? Ibo Ras Bezdino, if it was the ruling of his own Bezdin. So Rabbi Shimon Leslie. And according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no obligation at all if it's only the, you know, tribe court ruling. El Alabs, what must we be talking about? Bo Ras Bezdin Agadol. It was the ruling of the high court. The Tanakam Amani. Now who's the Tanakam who says that it's only one bull? Name Rabbi Meir. If it's Rabbi Meir, Harubabai, he needs the majority of the nation to sin for the court to be obligated. Here was only one tribe. Elav Rabbi Yehuda. Must be it's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the tribe brings one bull. Rabbi Shimon says there are two bulls. There's the tribe plus the Bezdin Agadol. So you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one tribe doesn't drag in the other 11. Ami, they answered in the yeshiva. No, Achab Mayaskinan. You know what the price is talking about. If six tribes sinned, and the population of the six tribes is the majority of the nation, or their population is the minority of the nation, but it was seven tribes that sinned, and it's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it's the view of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's interpretation of Rabbi Meir, the Tanya's going through the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar over Mishmo. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's view of Rabbi Meir is Chatu Shisha, six tribes sin, Vein Ruba Shalkal, as long as their population is the majority of the nation. O Shiv, or if it was seven tribes, Afal Pishain and Ruben Shalkal, even though it's not the majority of the nation, maybe in part, they bring a single bull. And Rabbi Shimon says they bring two bulls, the nation plus the Bezdin. So it's not talking about Rabbi Yehuda at all. So we don't know an answer to this question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if one tribe sins, will the other 11 tribes also have to bring korbanos? We don't know. Tashma, coming here, proof. Rabbi Yehuda says, in another brisa, Shevet Shasaboras Bezdino, which a tribe that follows the ruling of its court, Oswa Shevet Chayiv, that tribe is obligated, Rishar Kalashvatim Turim, all the other tribes are exempt, Paras Bezdin Agadol. But if the tribe followed the ruling of the high court, Afilu Shar Shvatim Chayavim, and the other 11 tribes are also obligated. So Shmamina, so you see from here the proof that according to Yehuda, one tribe can trigger obligations for all 12. Amar Rav Ashi Masnisin Mi Daika. The Masnisin Na Mi Daika. Even our Mishnah will tell you this. The Ketani, because it said in our Mishnah, if the Bezdin of one tribe issued a ruling, and that tribe listened to them. That tribe is obligated, but the other tribes are exempt, according to Yehuda. So, why do you have to say it? And the other tribes are exempt. He just said this tribe is obligated. So, apparently, right? Wouldn't I say if this tribe is obligated, it means this is obligated, but the other is not? Why do I have to say explicitly the other's not? This is what it's teaching us. If it was a ruling of this Bezdin, of this tribe, then the other tribes are exempt. But if this tribe did it based on a ruling of the highest court, then all the other tribes are also obligated. Shmamina, that's a good proof that that is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, according to Rabbi Shimon, if one tribe follows its own Bezdin, it wouldn't be obligated. See, boy, Elohu, they had a question. But Rabbi Shimon holds that if the highest court issues a ruling and multiple tribes follow, then there are multiple carbon obligations, plus the court itself is an obligation. What about Shevet Echad Sha'asaba Ras Bezdin Agadol Rabbi Shimon? What happens if only one tribe follows the ruling of the Supreme Court, though? According to Rabbi Shimon, Mimaisi, does that tribe have to bring a karban, olo, or not? Our Mishnah spoke about when seven tribes sinned. Rabbi Shimon said, then there are seven karbanas. What about when only one tribe sins? All right, so let's try for the Braisa. Tashma, coming to your proof. Braisa says like this. Mayim Mevin, what do they bring? Parechad, a single bull. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Par. Rabbi Shimon says it's two bulls. So now, what's the case here? Shnei parim. If it's seven tribes that sinned, two bulls. Shmona parim boy. Rabbi Shimon says you need eight bulls. Seven for the seven tribes and one for the Bezdin Agadol. El dechata shevet echad. So if Rabbi Shimon is saying two bulls, it must be it's only one tribe sinned. Uvamais. Now, what's the case? Ilan Boraz Bezdino. If it's the ruling of that tribe's court, Rabbi Shimon Lesley, Rabbi Shimon holds that a tribal court cannot create an obligation. Ela bo ras bezdin agadol, must be it's the ruling of the highest court. So you see that when one tribe follows the highest court, there's an obligation. So Moses says, Tisbra, do you think that that's what's going on in the Braisa? Tanakama Mani, who's the Tanakama? Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir who says that you only bring one bull and it's the bull brought by the court, Harubabai, but he requires that the majority of the nation should have sinned to create that obligation. Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Shar Shvatim Nami Maisi, they say that you have all the tribes have to bring. It'd have to be 12 bulls. So Hamani, so who is it? It must be Rabbi Shimon Elazari. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Shimon Elazar says that if the majority of the population or the majority of the tribe sin, then Rabbi Meir holds there's only one bull, the bull of the Karban. That's the bull of the court. That's the Tanakama. And Rabbi Shimon says there has to be two bulls, the court and the nation. But you don't see that a single tribe obligates, according to Rabbi Shimon. You see that a majority of the population of the nation obligates. All right, maybe our Mishnah is a source. Tashma, come in here. From our Mishnah. V'chachamim, and the Chachamim say, lo lo inu chai, v'lo lo ros, bezen al gadol. Chachamim say, you'd only be obligated with a ruling from the highest court, not a ruling from a tribal court. Man, Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? Ilim Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, Ruba Bai. It's not enough just to have the high court. He requires the majority of the nation. You can't say it's Rabbi Yehuda, because he says that a tribal court's enough. Elav Rabbi Shimon, apparently it's Rabbi Shimon. Apparently Rabbi Shimon holds that if you have the high court ruling and one tribe following, there is an obligation. Shmamina, so you did in fact resolve it. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who require a carbon for each tribe. Shevet Echadik recall Minalu. How do they know that a single tribe is called Kal? It's called a community. When the Torah says, Vikrivu Kal HaKal, that the community will bring, it's a reference to a single tribe. Amri, they answered in the yeshiva, the source is from the Navi. It says that B'nai Moav and B'nai Amon came to fight against Yehuda. And Yehoshaphat, the king, gathered with all the people to the Beis HaMikdash to pray. Dechsev, it says there, Vayamod Yehoshaphat, Pekahal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim HaChadasha. And that Yehoshaphat stood, as Gabriel just said, Bekahal Yehuda, in the community of Yehuda. Now, at the time, we had a division in the Jewish nation. It wasn't all 12 tribes together. Yehoshaphat was just the king of Yehuda. Yisrael was a division. So you see, just Kahal Yehuda is called Kahal. Now, going to that pasuk, my chadasha, why is the Beis HaMikdash called the new courtyard there? Rabbi Yochanan explained, it was a place where they came up with new halachos. For Amru, for example, they made a new halacha. They said, Tvul Yom al yikanes b'machne leviyah. They said that if somebody had already gone to the mikvah, even though midoraisa, he would be allowed to enter the chatzer, the courtyard, midrabanan, he cannot go in until the sun sets. Cannot go in. Al yikanes. So, you see here that it, a single shevet, it's just Yehuda, it's called kahal. Maskva Rachabar Yaakov. Rachabar Yaakov said, but maybe there's a difference. Mimai, Doma Shani Yerushalayim, Davinam and Binyamin. In that case, it was two tribes. And it's Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim has the tribe of Yehuda and Binyamin. How do you know that a single tribe is called Kal? Elam Rachabar Yaakov. Rachabar Yaakov said, it's from a pasuk, a different pasuk. When Yaakov tells Yosef, Tichsev, Ayomer Elai, Yaakov tells Yosef, Hashem told me, I'm going to make you numerous, I'm going to increase your seed, I'm going to make you a community of nations. Who was born to Yaakov after that promise? Only Binyamin. So apparently that's what Hashem is telling him. You're going to have a whole new community with Binyamin. Apparently a single tribe is a community. This is what Hashem is saying. Maybe Hashem is saying, once you'll have Binyamin, you'll have the full 12 tribes, and that's the kahal, the whole nation. So he said back to him, Ella, according to what you're saying, that before Binyamin it wasn't a kahal. Can you say that 12 tribes is a call, 11 is not? We already saw with Yehoshaphat. We saw with Yehoshaphat that two tribes at least is a call. So you can't say that 12 tribes are needed to be called call. So it must be when Hashem says there's going to be call coming, that means just the single tribe of Binyamin is enough to make it a call. So you see that a single tribe is already called a call. Thank you. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, may Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos Yisrael.